B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
9 o'clock hour of the Jackie Cade Show coming your way. Brought to you by The Bagster. It's a dumpster in a bag. Ricky, a dumpster in a bag. Do you ever see one of these?
Yeah, it looks like amazing. Egan in a bag.
It's a dumpster in a bag.
You have anything or anybody you want to throw in there, Rick?
You can get yours today.
I can come up with somebody.
Home Depot and Lowe's have got them. And for details, go to bagster.com. We wonder, with Ricky Pitalico joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Okay, if the truth serum.
Yeah.
Is there truly a pennant race?
Right now, I would probably say slim. There's a very slim race. Do you really think they're in it right now? They're not hitting the baseball, right? I think that's pretty fair to say. The Orioles come in here. You. I understand. Jonathan Means is a good pitcher. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Whatever. And apparently, Aiken was really good last night too with a 6.93 ERA. These are guys they should pepper all over a stinking ballpark. And they can't.
Why?
But
why are they not? Why
DeGrom will come in here and they'll score four runs off of him, but, oh, we're just on top. No, because it's your attention span. It's your level of intensity. That's what it comes down to. This team's got to be more ready to play baseball.
John asks you if it's a pennant. Do the Phillies think it's a pennant race? Because
well, they should. They should.
They certainly don't play
They don't play like it. Exactly.
But they are playing in it.
Yeah.
So they should. They should. I know Bryce Harper thinks that. I mean, he's trying to take extra bases at will. Not that that's the smartest move all the time, but at least he's out there hustling. You can't say that for a lot of these guys on this team.
Who does that fall on? The individuals or is it a...
Individuals.
Yeah.
I think there's some injuries we're going to hear about come October at some point. We're going to hear some guys are playing with some heavy injuries is my guess.
Heavy?
I know JT's definitely. Come on.
He's banged up.
He's getting cortisone shots in his shoulder. You think that's good in the long run? No, that's bad.
You mean the long-term potential damage?
Yeah, there's definitely damage. I had him done.
What do you feel the long... Like, are you talking about long-term damage you're feeling today?
It weakens everything in your shoulder. Today, my shoulder's shot. I mean...
I've seen you hit a golf ball. Yeah, it looks pretty good to me.
If I was a right-hander in golf, I'd have problems.
Really?
Because I don't have to, you know, you got to extend that back arm when you're going through. I'm the opposite. I pull that one back.
Jamie's the optimistic one on the show, and I don't even think Jamie's optimistic.
No, you got one guy offensively performing for the team right now.
It's pathetic.
Do you think if Rhys Hoskins is here this final month and a half, they're in...
Completely different.
Do you think they're a playoff team?
I think they're probably tied with the Braves, if not ahead of them right now.
Wow.
They lost it. If they lose it, if they don't... You know, give themselves a chance here in the last week. They lost it in Arizona. Very simple. You go out there and lose four to that stinking team, you got problems.
The Braves have taken three of without a problem.
I think even more offensive was losing three or four at home to Colorado.
Well, that's offensive.
At least they have road struggles at home. You're a good team.
Braves lost two or three to Colorado last week, though, at home.
Yeah, Colorado could hit every now and again. They're a strange team.
They had 18 road wins and they got three here.
I know, yeah, that was pretty ugly too. I mean,
there's been a lot of ugly.
There's a lot more ugly to this team than there is like upbeat. Because how many walk-offs did they say? 13?
Which is incredible.
13 walk-offs.
I think 30 of their wins are by one run.
Yeah, well, but see, that's a joke.
Why is that last night,
and it's a joke. Because they could have been up four or five runs and given up three or four, and all of a sudden it's a one-run game.
Well, it's like when they say quarterbacks with fourth-quarter comebacks.
Yeah.
It usually means they played some crap football in the first three quarters, so they have to come back in the fourth quarter.
Right.
They made some mistakes. They threw some interceptions. They didn't capitalize, and they come back. I hate the fourth-quarter comebacks.
Yeah, but you still got to come back.
No, I get you.
The thing about football is, though, it's all about time management. In the fourth quarter, if you watch certain guys go out there, they never panic. There could be 45 seconds left, and they'll bring them 60 yards down the field to get a field goal, and the game's over. I mean, without a panic. There's other guys that'll start flipping out, just toss the ball up in the air, and it's picked off. Game's over. There's a lot of pressure into those situations.
You really intrigued me with this Rhys Hoskins answers, and it's a great question, Jamie. You think they'd be tied with him in there, and I'm kind of there with you because the lineup is so different. So,
what was the record with Rhys? You know,
well,
what I mean?
I mean, they're there.
I got to find that out. What was the record with Rhys?
What you're missing right now is offense, and the guy hits home runs.
Yeah.
I, you know, whether he's hitting 235 or not is irrelevant at this point because everybody hits 235 at the big league level. But, I mean, if he was a run producer, that would have helped out in quite a number of games.
So my question is, how far off is this team going into next season? Can they mask it by saying, well, a healthy Rhys Hoskins, a healthy JT Realmuto,
yeah,
this is a team that would contend.
See, that's the masking I don't want to see anymore.
Exactly.
I don't know if Dave Dombrowski wants to see that anymore.
Okay.
And let's talk through this. Left field, do you have a left fielder? Well, if he comes back for a lot less, I'll platoon him. He could hit against lefties. You have a center fielder? No.
No.
Do you have a right fielder? Yes.
You have a center fielder, though, you have to pay. Right, James?
I think he's got another year.
You got to pay him another year for Odubel. Unless you pay him to go. It might even be two years.
It might be two.
And you got to pay him to go away then.
One of them is definitely an option.
That's a little hard.
Okay, but still, you're not real thrilled with your center fielder. You're definitely not thrilled at third base. You're not thrilled at shortstop. Second base, I'm good. Catcher is, as long as he gets healthy, is he going to be healthy at the beginning of the spring?
He's got two more years, 11-5 and 12-5.
That's
brutal.
That's a lot of money.
You got to put up with that for
And you got Didi at 14, who sucks.
And that was, what, a McClintock deal, right?
Second time was, I believe, Dombrowski.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about
Odubel, yeah. And they thought they got a bargain of a deal at the time.
Well, yeah, you got a bargain, all right.
I'm just looking at it, though. Now I'm fascinated. Now I'm going to have to go back and see what was their record with Hoskins. I'm going to guess it was below 500.
Probably. Well, they're a 500 team.
So I don't know why.
Because they're playing a lot of under 500 teams now. You figure that he could actually help at some point. And he's good against lefties, which they've been struggling
with. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Rick, why does anybody even pitch to Bryce Harper right now?
Well, they really kind of tried not to.
They tried not to.
Days.
But why
and
are
then
they?
You got, well,
he's got no protection anywhere.
Now, yeah, he doesn't. But I will say this much: JT came up big twice.
He did.
And walked him. So, I mean, that now other teams are going to be like, "Wow, we walk him, and then JT's hitting the ball." Now what?
Sands out of the hourglass. So, I mean, time's run out.
Time is, well, it hasn't completely run out. You still have to get within.
They have nine. Their magic number's nine.
Okay, well, the Braves do have four coming up against the Padres, although, like I was just talking to Chunas out there, and we both kind of agreed, what happens if the Padres kind of quit?
Yeah. Well, they have been quitting. All week they've been quitting.
Yeah, so have the Mets, which the Braves also have them, too. So, yeah, I don't think this isn't looking very favorable right now. They're out of the wild card.
Wild card, you say, is done.
Yeah.
They're four.
Yeah.
Four and a half.
And half.
And they're four and a half.
They have to jump four teams.
Yeah, no. That's
impossible.
Braves are bust.
You realize there was a time that they were, 14 and a half behind the Padres in the wild card?
Yeah, but the Padres.
And the Padres are now behind them today.
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible.
The Padres are now, 21 out of first.
They're one game
division?
Over 500.
Yeah, they have.
They have fallen apart.
They have really died.
And they're firing people.
They're
firing people left and right
and
already.
They're bringing in Vinny Velasquez.
Yeah. Yeah, bring in Vince and Arrieta, see what you get. By the way,
there we go.
No coincidence that they turn into a 500 team.
No. Hey, Safe Auto offers Pennsylvania State minimum car insurance for less than 70 cents a day. Visit SafeAuto.com or call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Play it safe with Safe Auto. Every week we like to get a little tip or two because we all enjoy our sports betting apps. Todd Father, you have some information for us today. I think you really need to help Jamie. Because, I mean, there could be just some news that maybe you could help Jamie with.
I just hate the sight of both my teams.
He doesn't like his teams, and we're in week three coming up.
Well, I will do my best.
Saquon was a mistake.
I think Saquon's going to have a big game this week against Atlanta. He had that one explosive run. He wasn't the old Saquon, but he did go for like 40-plus yards. And I think against the bad defense, he's going to have a big game. So bear with him one more week, James.
What Jamie, though, is the do you like Daniel Jones and the Giants then? I'm hearing if you like Saquon, doesn't that mean you're going to like Daniel Jones too?
I do like Daniel Jones. He's actually averaging 25 fantasy points over the first two games. I know fantasy is not reality. He might not be that great on the field, and they might not be winning. But for fantasy purposes, he's putting up points. So if you have a guy like Ryan Tannehill who's struggling and has a matchup against a pretty decent defense in the Colts, you might want to consider Daniel Jones this week again against the Falcons, who obviously do not have a good defense.
In individual fantasy, the daily fantasy that I like to play on the sports betting app, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, he's awesome. He's off the charts. I mean, he's going to cost you more than somebody like Daniel Jones. But this week, especially against the Jaguars, he's going to go off. That offense is just explosive.
That is very, very good. Tell us about wide receivers. Everybody has a bunch of them usually on their team. Who do you need to be playing, or who do you need to bet on in daily fantasy?
So there's a guy on that Cardinals offense who... He's only 5'7", 181.
Rondell
Moore. Yeah, he.
Did you draft him, Jamie?
No.
He might still be out there in some leagues. Guy in my league just picked him up last night. But he gives, you know, guys like me and Pat, who are a little smaller, he gives us confidence.
You know, he just cuts the music on you when you do that. He's cutting your music out.
Well, he's solid, he's athletic, and they're finding him all over the field. They're creating ways for him to score points on the field and for fantasy purposes.
Now, the Eagles aren't using their tight ends, but people all over the NFL are.
Right, and so Baltimore, the last 3 weeks, has had a tough matchup. First, they faced Waller, then Travis Kelce, now T.J. Hockenson, and they've struggled. So look for him. I also like Noah Fant again this week. I gave him last week, and this week he's playing against the Jets, who struggle against the tight end. And how about Austin Hooper? The Browns just lost Jarvis Landry, and Odell Beckham is still questionable. He may play, but they're going to ease him back in. So Austin Hooper was a top tight end a couple years ago. I think he's going to have a big week.
There you go. Now you're going to answer fantasy questions on the YouTube chat, right?
I will. I'll be out there with Chevy.
Todd Father will be out there with Chevy. You can ask him your questions if you want to get in with that. Get your questions. The Todd Father giving you a little bit of insight.
Nice.
The wide receiver. Jamie, how bad is your team?
It's terrible. I'm 0-2 in both leagues.
You're 0-2?
Are you really? Yeah, wow. I suck.
Dude, look for anybody on the Rams and Bucks this week.
I know, right?
There's going to be
take
a lot
the over
of
on that game.
It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I like that a
That's
lot.
That's a great game. That could be a Super Bowl. I mean, an NFC title game preview.
I don't know about that.
Why?
Bucks defense isn't very good.
Really? So you're more down.
They don't have any defensive backs. Wait,
are you more downing the Bucks getting the NFC title game than the Rams?
Right now? Yes, unless they come up with some defensive backs.
I think
backs.
The Rams have to get by
Jamel Dean? Come on.
Okay.
Toast? Call him Elvis Toast Patterson because he's worse.
Mm-hmm. They have to get by San Francisco and Arizona in their same division.
San Francisco's not that good of a team.
Because Jimmy G is not that good of a quarterback.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I saw them last week.
Okay, what are you talking
about? Does anybody
about?
Think they look like a Super Bowl team this past
not
week?
Not Super Bowl. I think they're solid, just not a Super Bowl caliber.
No. I mean, it was...
I would say middle of the pack.
But both your starting corners, one of your starting linebackers...
Okay, so wait a minute. Wait, you can stop right there. This is the same thing with the Buccaneers, is why I said that I'm worried about them.
No, but I'm saying is that I believe San Francisco is a much better team than you're giving them credit
for. I'm not buying it.
Oh, really?
No.
Bob?
The Rams intrigue me. They, like when you have that offense going the way it's going, and it's still early with a new quarterback, and you look at that defense and what they have, that's a team. That's going to be a great game.
Matthew Stafford doesn't even have to wait for the Super Bowl to say, I'm going to Disneyland, because he's already there.
You see what
this
he does,
too? This guy came
too?
From Detroit, and he's playing with those monsters now.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you see what he's doing?
He's a good player.
Oh, he is a good player, and it's Matthew Stafford is letting it rip.
He's always let it rip. He's just had nobody to
rip
it to.
And he's getting some protection. So he's able to throw.
No, he's going to get protection, but he's also got weapons everywhere.
Gotta love it. Hey, Wendy's new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger is out there for you. Download the Wendy's app now to get one delivered today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Did you get breakfast, Ricky? Did we get you breakfast?
Yes. I got to tell you something. Wendy's has the best breakfast. I'm sorry. I love the cheese and how it's like a smooth cheese on top of it. Nice.
The Swiss getting in there. Jamie, what did you eat?
I had the breakfast burger.
You did the burger.
What the hell is that?
The burger with an egg on top of it and bacon and cheese.
It's like a Wendy single.
Now you got to get the triple.
They say it'd be too much burger.
Stop it.
At that hour of the morning?
Never too much burger.
At that hour of the morning?
Yeah.
That'd be too much.
Well, maybe in the morning.
See, Bob looks like he does because he eats responsibly. So Bob would not do the triple.
He drinks responsibly too.
So.
Wow. Well, it's called Beers with Bob.
Beers with Bob.
It's all
drink
part
with
of...
me. Here I am. I do shots in the morning. No,
nah,
I'm just
I don't
kidding.
Do shots.
We don't do shots in the morning, do we?
Yeah, no, I do the mix and match. So I get a sausage and I get some bacon. I put them together. And throw out the eggs.
They have that, though.
You throw out the eggs?
Well.
Oh, you throw out the eggs?
No, I don't throw them out.
The
I
eggs?
Put them together and I
great.
Make a sandwich
if
anybody
you know what
wants
has
that.
To be in between the eggs is that smooth cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the cheese is on there, yeah.
Sits in there nice.
Yeah.
Someone's telling Jamie they're eating one right now as you speak.
Yeah. It's delightful.
They're eating one right
aren't
now.
Aren't they good?
Yeah.
The croissant is the best.
The croissant's really good.
Oh, man.
It is very, very good.
It's beautiful. The cheese sits on there nice.
Okay, can The BCIB. This is going to be fun. The constant BCIB.
I never
even
said
on the broad. Oh, I know you don't on the broadcast. They do it on the broadcasts, by the way. BCIB. It's not true.
No, because there's a guy in Kansas City.
Well, this year.
No, it's not true. He's not
last
the best
year and the year before.
Well, then last year you use it. Right. You don't use
well,
it.
That's what people were basing. Nobody's saying it this
year. They are. They're saying it all.
By the way, Jamie, wait a minute.
You know
as well as I do. Don't base anything on a six.
Jamie, they said it two times on the broadcast Tuesday night.
Well, then they shouldn't. That's ridiculous.
He's BCIB.
He's struggling.
But in the past, he has been. Well, it's not like it's unfounded.
But you don't say it when he's not.
Well, I'm not.
I'm with Jamie.
No, but they're on the broadcast saying it.
He's been very good as a catcher in this league. There's no doubt about it. But right now.
Then very good CIB.
I got to tell you something.
He's killing them.
I don't understand why he uses the one knee down. He wasn't always like that. And I think it's hindering his play right now.
You think it's covering up for an injury? Maybe he's uncomfortable?
No, because there's a lot of catchers do this. I don't get it because it makes no sense.
Is he catching one knee down most of the time?
If you watch him, he'll start in his squat and then he'll go one knee down.
They pointed out on the other end of the broadcast.
Supposed to say
he got smoked right on. Yeah?
Save
your knees. By the way, did you ever notice there's no padding above the knee? So when the foul ball comes off, it just hits your flesh or bone? JT got hit twice this week that I saw.
Yes.
Because of that.
He's gotten beat up. I'm just saying the BCIB stuff on a broadcast was just strange.
You can't. In my opinion,
don't leave the
front-running stuff elsewhere. You rarely hear me use like a thing like that.
And it was used during the broadcast multiple times the other night on the TV side.
That's not my issue.
And I don't think last year if you wanted to use it, yeah, you can't use it this year. You cannot.
Oh, Salvador Perez is going on
46.
Oh my gosh,
50.
Tell me how much do fundamentals matter? Because we were talking about
100%.
We're talking about Bryce Harper's fundamentals.
Oh, for him, he doesn't really have a lot of
defensive fundamentals.
He's
he doesn't
not
have
fundamentally
base runner. Base runner fundamentals.
Let me put it this way: I would not teach a swing that way. I would not teach fielding a ball the way he does.
Running the bases, never.
No, definitely not.
Tom Emanski would use it as the things you don't do on the bases.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much going with reckless abandon right now. I mean,
doesn't he have to?
But you
run yourself out of innings.
I think everybody here knows you have to be somewhat smart in baseball.
Sure.
Know when you could try to take the extra base, like in the...
Yeah, man on third was not the place.
No, he said he was in the wrong. But it doesn't matter what you say afterwards.
Would you rather have somebody that's aggressive as he is on a base path than somebody that's Odubel out of the batter's box?
Yeah, no, because
it's the better.
There's a big gap in between those two.
Well,
things.
That's thoughtless.
How about somebody who just runs the bases responsibly, like 90% of the very good players in baseball
Scott Rowland was a good example. He was the best base runner I've ever seen.
Was he really?
Had nothing to do with speed.
Like you're saying, of all the players you've ever seen,
he had some speed, but he was just
fundamentally sound.
He was as fundamentally sound in everything he did.
Hall of Famer?
Should be.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so. We've had this debate. I didn't think he was. And Jamie,
you do not. Have you ever been on the field with him?
No.
Because he's probably saved more runs for the Phillies than anybody in the history of this game.
Including Mike Schmidt.
You know what? Next time you have Jimmy Rollins or see Jimmy Rollins, ask him how much easier it made shortstop for him.
Yeah.
I pitched with these two guys on the field. There was nothing going through on the left
side. Would Larry Boas say the same thing about having Mike Schmidt?
I don't know that. You'd have to ask Larry Boa. But then, my whole point is I know Scott could cover to the line to maybe 50 feet over at times.
I watched Mike Schmidt. I don't know what your parameters are. Jamie and Bob and I have never done this. I don't know what your parameters are for a Hall of Fame, but I have to be able to answer the question. When I watched this guy play, I thought I'm watching one of the all-time greats for Hall of Fame. And I never felt that watching Scott Rollins.
Because you didn't like him.
No, it's not true. What are you talking about?
Did Philly fans like him?
What are you talking about? He didn't like him.
You know, he wanted out. And whenever you want out of a city, people don't like you. So, sure.
Oh, but players that want out of other cities and come here, that's okay.
Oh, I'm not.
I didn't dislike Scott Rowland. I wanted Scott Rowland to win. I wanted him to be a great player. I never watched him and went, I watched Mike Schmidt and said, I'm watching an all-time great.
Wow. I got to tell you.
I never watched Scott Rowland and felt that way.
I was extremely, extremely impressed every day I saw him play. Although I saw him play day in, day out for years. So maybe
you have a little more personal buy-in to that.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with personal, because I would tell you some guys that sucked on my team, too. But I mean,
we'll do that next. Guys that sucked on Ricky's team.
And that suck report can be brought to you by PropSwap.com. Football's here and our birds are 100-1 to win it all. 100-1, that's crazy. Make two tickets, hold on to one of them, and sell the other bet on PropSwap this season for a huge profit.
I just always go, all-time great. Well, I saw Steve Carlton pitch, all-time great. Greg Maddux pitch, all-time great.
I agree with Maddux.
That's how I look.
No, I agree with Maddux. And I played with Glavin. You look at Glavin, you wouldn't think he's one of the all-time greats.
But I'm looking at, like, Egan carries around a little card of all of his Jimmy Rollins.
It's got to be a little card because he can't do his one. It's pretty big. Pockets.
Jimmy Rollins to the Hall of Fame, and he can win any argument with people with his notes off.
You
want
to go?
Oh, he probably, no.
He
doesn't want that.
Why
you
being an idiot? Because I didn't say anything that he doesn't belong there because I think he does.
Back off, war child.
So maybe you should just zip it, little boy.
If you'd like to ask Ricky a question, you can get by Connor. 610-632-0975. I love that.
I'm on his side.
I want to find out, though, other people that you don't consider Hall of Famers.
Oh, don't consider.
Rizzuto.
We'll get.
Phil Rizzuto might be the biggest example.
Yes, he is in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is.
But he's not a Hall of Fame. Exactly.
That's what I'm talking
about. That is one. I want to hear more of those. All right. So we'll check out some of those. Right. It's the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. You know, Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa lets you relieve stress and tension. You can go to Hand and Stone. And they're going to help you restore, relax, and refresh with a much-needed massage or a facial for an introductory price of just $69.95. They've got great services to help your specific needs. They've got 57 spas in Delaware, South Jersey, and Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley. You can book online at handandstone.com to get your massage or your facial at just $69.95. You're going to feel it. You're going to love it. It's going to be awesome, and you're going to be back. You know, Hand and Stone gift cards, too. They're a wonderful thing to be able to give somebody that you love a gift at the holidays. And the holidays are right around the corner. It's getting cold. We're now in the fall. So check it out. Get that Swedish massage, the hot stone massage. And I like the idea of this. How about this? A 5-minute facial lift just to liven your face up with new face microcurrent technology. Sign people up right now at handandstone.com. Go get a gift card. Tell them John Kincaid from The Fanatic was the one to say in.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Thanks so much for hanging out with the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic.
I'm sorry, that was priceless.
We appreciate you being a part of the show. Tell your family, tell your friends. It's always priceless stuff going on. Always priceless stuff going on.
You're polished. That's nice to know.
Polished. Well, yeah, I'm pretty polished.
Bob polishes things.
Bob's very polished.
Polish one off after the show.
There you go.
By the way, Temple football is going to polish off Wagner this weekend.
Big game.
They battle Wagner at noon. Throw out the record books.
NEC,
Temple
right?
Plays Wagner.
Wagner, NEC.
8th graders and younger can score a touchdown on the field.
You have my attention.
Against Wagner. See, that's the thing about
I can't even say anything because UConn sucks.
Oh, they're terrible. Visit owlsticks.com. How did he get that job again?
And then
he
quit.
But he got the job again.
He is bad.
And then
man.
He walked back in.
That's twice he did it to him.
Yes. Yes.
How about what was it? They go to the Fiesta Bowl and he flies to Maryland after the game without the team?
It's like a Bill Parcells from the
Super
Bowl.
We're talking about Randy Edsall, by the way.
Yeah,
Randy
Edsall. He just won a crab case.
What do you say?
I don't know. Cakes. Clown.
Wow, he's under your skin today, Ricky.
He's just being a mini clown.
Wow. Why is he being a mini clown?
Because he's small.
Because I'm small. SMO. Yeah, that was an obvious one.
I missed that one.
Even I got that one.
I went over my head. It definitely went over yours. So, I mean, at that point.
All right, where were we?
We were talking earlier on the show today about Dave Dombrowski and also, too, maybe John Middleton. Do they realize that, have they seen their stadium? Do they realize they're not drawing flies in their independent race? No one in this town's going to games. I mean, with any kind of frequency. The crowds are flat out embarrassing. for a team that's still in the race. And, I mean, to me, do they realize there's something wrong? There's some dysfunction with their fan base connecting with this team.
There is. There has to be.
But what is it? Bob thinks it's the baseball more than the players itself, the personalities itself. I think it's a lot of the personalities.
Well, let me put it this way. What was it last year? The Eagles were in the run for their division, right, last year? Yeah. And it wasn't a very good division. That's fair enough to say, right?
Oh, yeah.
If they could have had people in the link, it would have been sold out.
Yes.
Every day.
Sure.
If the Flyers are going for a playoff spot late in the season, no matter if it's the eighth spot or whatnot, they'd be sold out.
Yep. They'd have the fans jumping in on it. Absolutely. Probably.
So what's the issue? You're saying baseball. They have an opportunity. There's still an opportunity. There were seven games left in their homestand or in their
season. In the season
homestand.
At home, yeah. Right.
And they weren't coming out. So you figure it out. You figure out why. You can say it's a little bit of baseball. I think that's fair. I don't think that's it.
Yeah, well, one of the examples, this is an extreme. So the 93 team was just built of guys that were
lovable, blue collar. People loved them. You didn't. You may they not have them. Because you were a reporter.
No. They loved them because they won.
Yes.
If that team didn't win, you're not loving them.
No, but you knew they were hard workers. They're going to go out there and do everything they can.
Yeah, they drank their beer. They played baseball. They came in with hangers.
I think this city's craving something like that.
Yeah, I just think.
So the personalities are wrong.
That's what it would come down to, I guess. Yeah, in the long run, yeah.
But who's a bad, and I'm honestly thinking out loud.
A bad person?
Not a bad person. I'm not saying that at all. What are the personalities that turn us off? Because I don't.
Quiet.
Like JT doesn't have a personality. Yeah.
Quiet, hidden, and I think it has a lot to do. I think it has a lot to do with the pandemic. Because we don't hear from them every day. We don't know
because of
what these people are like anymore. They're hidden. Do you think they care? Think about this for a second,
like
Bob.
They love this.
You knew what my job was. You used to interview me after games at times. And what would I be like? If I blew a save, I'd have to be out there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get it off my chest. These guys, you don't even get to talk to the guys that blew a save.
I don't know a single thing about Zach Wheeler. I don't even think I could pick his voice out of an audio lineup.
Very, very monotone, very quiet, very to
but
the
this
guy.
Is to your point, like, he was a Cy Young winner. I don't know anything about the guy.
My whole point.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what his voice sounds like.
They don't. Nobody does. If you don't, I know. Think about that for a second.
And I get post-game email media credential the highlights every night.
The only guys we really know what they sound like, I would say Bryce Harper. And I'll go.
Reese,
because he's outspoken.
Yeah.
And I would say Gene Segura actually talks a lot because he has a lot of game-winning hits.
Yeah.
But his answer is always, that's how the game is.
I know Aaron Nola's baseball. Voice.
I mean, Aaron Nola's picking earwax out of his ears explaining
voice.
A bad start. Like
exactly led me to say it's the baseball. If they play better baseball, the fans would love this team more because we don't know them. I don't think they hate the players.
But there's no.
Because you just don't know.
Where's the connection, though? There has to be some sort of connection.
Yeah, like Jamie had a line earlier. He's like, you know, and it's correct. He's saying after another loss, there's Aaron Nola picking his ear.
Right.
And like looking at earwax and stuff like that while he's being interviewed. If he'd have won that game and pitched a two-hitter, the team was in first place, we would have thought that was hysterical.
Jamie would have licked it.
See, I still play on the press conferences because I like listening to them. I mean,
yeah.
To be honest with you, I couldn't stand Gabe as a manager, but I loved his press conferences because I thought they were...
I understand what you're saying. Makes sense.
See, comical. Yeah. I thought they were just comical. Judgmental and comical. But it is what it is. You tend to get to know a person through interviews. You
Absolutely.
Know where their heart is in an interview. You don't hear these guys anymore. There's certain guys I've never heard on this team.
I don't think I've ever heard Didi speak.
How about Sam Coonrod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alec Bohm, again, couldn't pick his
voice. Bailey Falter? Have you ever heard him?
No.
I've seen him falter.
But think about
this. The only personality on the whole team is McCutchen.
Well, Freddie's got personality, but he just got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just such a devoid.
See what
it's
I'm
a
saying?
Devoid of yep. entertainment. Yeah. The team is devoid of entertainment.
But do you see what I'm saying? You don't know any of these guys. That's why people aren't showing up. I should work for the Phillies.
But a team in
I should promote these guys.
But a team in a race This city never turns their back on a team in a race that has a chance to win something.
They don't know the team. They're the Philadelphia Phillies by name, but they don't know the people.
Under 19 grand averaging.
But let me put it
in
this
that
way.
Building. They, and that's when, a fake
when
number.
When they were good in all those years, you knew everybody.
Sure.
Yes.
You knew everybody. All the way down to Kyle Kendrick, right?
Even when they
were Clay Kendrick.
Yeah, exactly.
You knew these guys.
Uh-huh.
Because they were in your backyard. They were talking. They were out there talking about the game all the time. You know?
It's a good point.
I just brought up a point that 20 of these guys we may never have even have heard of.
No.
Or heard about.
I don't. Kyle Gibson, again, he's fresh here. But
I've heard him very.
Very in, few very, and. Yeah.
Every, all
There's the, no excitement from the players.
Well, three of the starting pitchers with Gibson, Nola, and Wheeler are very just straightforward and quiet.
It's weird.
There's no energy. There's no energy about that team. There's nothing that gets it inspired. And I see all of your frustration.
Or is it just because we don't know them? Maybe we don't know what floats their boat.
And you know what? It's kind of funny you just said that, John. There's no energy on this team. I wonder, maybe to something else we were talking about earlier, if Bryce Harper feels that too. And therefore, the mistakes, air quotes, that he's making on the base pass are exactly
create
like, come
energy.
On, guys. Like, yeah, maybe I will get yes. thrown out, but I'm hustling my ass off trying.
Well,
I hope
he's
it's
trying
contagious.
To set an example by
Might, maybe,
example.
Right?
I know yeah. this. Is he is a, that man is worth the price of admission. Bryce Harper is the definition of worth, especially this year, worth the price of admission. And I've been saying it for years.
I mean,
years.
The Phillies are giving away tickets. What was it, $60 for 12 games? And I mean,
I was asking Jamie before the year. I said, "What does when are we going to see Bryce Harper carry this team like Ryan Howard did? He's done that to another degree.
He's the MVP.
He's been spectacular.
He's going to win the MVP.
Oh, 100%. I doubled down on it the other day.
How many other Phillies
fell off?
How many
dude.
Other Phillies are worth the price of admission? Zach Wheeler.
I would go see Wheeler.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's wow. the question.
Segura's fine.
Not sexy. Yeah, but Segura,
good,
nobody's
but...
going, man, I'm going, let's go down to the park and see Gene Segura.
Nah, that's not true. I like the way he plays.
You think people are getting in their cars
think about how many
Segura night.
Well, maybe you might not see it, but I see the double plays, and that's because of his arm and his turning ability because he's been hung out to dry a million times by Didi this year.
Didi stinks. How does a player just fall
I don't know
off?
What the? I'm wondering if there's a major injury there. I mean, or something.
That's what
that
I'm
needs
hoping
surgery.
With JT. Like, I want to hear JT's
well, not,
having three
don't,
surgeries.
Don't hope that with JT
well, wait,
because the shoulder
it.
Surgery is not.
The
good.
Thing is Segura again?
Well,
I mean, that's Segura. Didi.
Yeah.
He has an injury to his elbow.
His elbow. What's
he's
he got
claim,
gout?
He's claiming.
Gout?
He's claiming that the injury to his elbow was caused by because he got a vaccine.
So then Kintzler, he said the same thing with his neck.
And there's
Although
absolutely
the
no. And there's absolutely there's nothing to back nothing to back that up. They're just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out. Yeah, that's it. That's why.
Well, maybe it coincided with the same time. That's probably why they said it. I'm not taking either side on that one because I don't know the.
Oh my gosh!
But suffice it to
I just
say,
don't
you
know.
Think there's an
I mean,
injury
do,
there.
Do you really?
Then an injury is being caused by a vaccine.
Yeah,
now,
not.
An illness can be. You could have a reaction to a vaccine.
Right.
You're not having an injury due to a vaccine.
By the way, that came out in like May.
Correct.
So they
Correct.
There was just a backup story, right? Not too long ago. That's why he comes back. But this team has a lot of holes. There's a lot of problems, and I think you guys are absolutely right with why Bryce Harper is overly exerting himself at this point. I wonder what he if you know what take the mute button off of him.
I'd
see
love
what he
to
would
hear.
Have to say right now.
Well, we would get into it during the spring, and I would say to Pat and to Jamie a lot, and I go. What you see in Harper is what you're seeing in Harper is the potential to be a guy who carries this franchise. I haven't seen it yet. Well, guess what? I've seen it this year, and I've seen it, and he is deserving of every accolade he gets.
There's a lot of TikTok going on, though. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. I mean,
there's only 10 more years, by the way.
I don't care about his last 5 years is going to be probably pretty slow.
And you knew that signing him.
Right. So that's why I'm saying let's get this crap going.
They're running out of time to capitalize on it.
What do you do with Didi? So he's got 1 year, $14 million left.
What could you do? Who wants
Well,
him?
My solution is, you know, Jason Stark brought up with Mike.
Trade him for half.
Pay him to go away. Just pay his salary and release
yeah, I think
him.
You could do a little better than that. Maybe you could trade him for and save $5 million somewhere.
Is there a problem with him just becoming a bench bet?
At that price, though?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, they already made their bed.
Well, here's the problem. you're running into right now is you have Reese Hoskins, who is up for a major, major raise this year. There's any money that McCutcheon would have gotten. That's gone.
True.
So people are saying, well, why can't we go to free agents? Well, with what?
The shortstop club. They're going to have to overspend. They're going to have to go over the luxury tax if they have any hope.
Not going
to
happen.
Well, then there's no hope.
And the shortstop, yeah, Correa is sitting.
It's a great market. Right. Stories out there, yeah, Correa. There's just a lot of them.
But it's
they have no hope then if they don't go over the luxury tax.
I don't think they can.
Then this conversation is going to continue for the next 2 or 3 years.
Johnny's over there rubbing his forehead.
I don't see a way out.
Light
that's their only way out is to spend number one money in baseball.
Doing that when you have 19,000 people coming to games. I don't blame them if they don't want to do that.
Nolan Wheeler and start all over again.
Or
how does Bryce receive that?
Or trade JT?
I don't think JT even gets you that much.
Well, the contract sucks.
There's four more years. They're a mess.
There's a lot of holes for next year and a lot of unanswered questions before we're even done with this year. You cannot go back in with the same type of team because this fan base will not even go.
They have so many guys, too. If they did go to a universal DH next year, you're going to want Hoskins there. You're going to want Harper to play some games there. You're going to want JT to play some games there. They need like 3 or 4 DHs.
And if his back comes around, maybe even Alec Bohm there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, why not? And that was going to be my question to you.
Alec can't play third base.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, play no. First.
So, yeah, so maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe a reshuffling of everything is exactly what they have to do, what you're talking about.
Oh, there's going to be a reshuffling. You have to. They don't really have a choice.
No, they don't. Was there ever a time, I got asked this question by one of our people on Twitter here. Was there ever a time the Phillies players were jealous of the support? We were just talking about earlier where you said if the Flyers are in a race, if Sixers are in a race, Eagles are in a race. Were there ever a time where Phillies players felt envious or jealous of the attention that the Eagles get? Was that ever talked about amongst Phillies players?
No.
No?
Actually, I think we were kind of happy for them. I mean, it wasn't. I think any time you look at a situation where there's a good fan base, you don't feel jealous about that. Why? Why would you? I mean, we know the Phillies have a good fan base. They're just not happy with the team. Right?
No, I mean, I think that's what
am I right
yeah.
or wrong there?
No, I agree with you. I think coaches, especially players, they build off of other teams. Like, I know Brett Brown, when he first came here, he took Sixers players over to Eagles games. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and said, look, this is how adoring these fans are. That can be you in a couple of years. You start winning. Right. Back in the day, you know, Sixers and Flyers and Eagles players, they would live in the same developments over in Jersey just so they could all be near each other and hang out.
I actually lived in somebody's condo, one of the Eagles condos back when.
You did?
Yeah, I forgot. I'll remember. But maybe next time I'm in, I'll remember.
The thing is, though, is if you can't get people are like, well, no one's going to come out for bad baseball.
Well,
This team isn't drawing 19 grand this year. And by the way, those numbers are fudged. So if you're not drawing 19 grand and you're in a pennant race a week and a half to go in the season, what are you going to do if you do a rebuild? That place will get 6,000-7,000.
Well, obviously, don't the Phillies have people to figure out why? Right? Don't they go around and ask why weren't you showing up?
But if they do a rebuild, no one's coming. Because if you're not coming,
not a rebuild. I know where you're going. A rebuild.
Trade Wheeler and Nolan start over.
Well,
that would be a
bunch of middle starters. I mean, that's what you could do. One of those two has got to go, and I think it's going to be Nola.
What's his value now?
Depending on how he throws the next couple times out.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you right now, take a good look. You don't think the San Diego Padres would love to have him right now?
Sure. I can't imagine there's a lot of teams that would love to have him.
That would be funny, Nola for Nola.
they'd be fired up to get him, I think. Very fired up to get him.
Let's hope he has a good game next time out.
Did you have any thoughts on football this past week? Did you watch the Eagles game?
I did.
Do you think people are being too overreactive to one loss?
Yes. I think the Eagles are a pretty good team. I think they have some explosiveness on the outside.
Jalen Reagor.
Jalen Reagor steps on the sideline. I mean, go for it on 4th and 4 and run a Philly special type play is not my kind of play in that situation. I think that was a coaching error.
It's so dumb. I mean, it was beyond dumb.
I think you guys are going to be really hurting because of Brandon Graham.
Yeah, that's a huge loss.
You think
loss.
Graham would be a bigger loss than Brooks?
Well, I guess they're both big losses.
Yeah, Graham's bigger than Brooks.
I think Graham on the defensive side, no doubt.
Just the leadership?
Leadership. I mean, he's always there. You're always hearing his name called. Anytime you have a defensive player that's all over the field, yeah, you're going to miss him a lot.
I'm anxious to see this Dickerson fill in for Brandon Brooks.
I can't wait to see it.
I mean, you hear...
His first play was a 91-yard pass. His first...
The first one ever that didn't...
Second in NFL history.
That was Jamie's sucky stat of the week.
That was actually a really good stat.
You and John Clark collaborating on sucky stats.
I'm John Clark. We're right back.
John Clark knows how to get it done. Delco proud.
Nick Sirianni told me. We're right back.
Hurricane Schwartz is next.
You're not going to believe what Carson Wentz told me.
He knows how to tease.
Right back.
How about Carson Wentz? They're already 2 games into his Indianapolis career. They're already saying the same things that the big bad Philadelphians were supposedly so evil about him. They're tired of him after 2 games.
Well, what is Carson trying to do? Some of his passes that he's throwing, these little shuffle passes.
Intercepted.
Just chucking it up in the air. I mean, this is not good.
He just is. There's no answer for him.
I think he was trying to make a huge impression really early and thinks he's the magic man. Thinks he's, what was his name, Don Majkowski?
Yeah, from the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah, thinks he's the magic man. You. Not getting it done there, pal. Although the Eagles fans are probably pissed now because he's losing snaps.
Well, that's the one thing is that he's now no boot, right? No boot.
At least he wasn't wearing them in this press conference.
It's so much fun, though, to read and to watch a new city dealing with him, and you're hearing them say the same things that
were
said here.
Why is that fun? Why do you thrive on somebody else's misery?
Because the portrayal was... The portrayal
he got benched!
What? He sucked.
Don't say he quit. He got benched.
No. Yeah, but then he asked out like a little baby.
Because he wanted to go play.
No.
He could have won his job back.
Let me ask you something. If you came into this job and I was sitting in your seat and you had to stand there for 4 hours, how would you feel?
How are you paying
Would you want to talk?
Are there millions involved?
No.
If you're Carson Wentz, he checked out mentally the minute they drafted Jalen Hurts.
That's all.
That's on him.
Idiot.
That's on him being mentally fragile.
What do you care? You're a Matt Ryan fan, anyways.
No, I'm good. Matt Ryan took it.
How'd your start go?
I had that one right.
He could have come back and competed for his job. He chose to run away.
What you're talking about, but he wasn't going to get the job back.
Well, that's because he sucks.
Okay, then what do you care?
Well, then what's he crying about?
My whole point is, why do you care that he wanted out?
Because
you're saying
he sucks. So
what? He left us with $34 million in dead cap.
Here's what I don't understand. You're actually saying that the Philly fan base should be like, oh, just go. Good wishes to you. We're not even going to take any.
No, but
anymore.
Who cares?
Because he hurt them this year.
I'm enjoying it.
It's $57 million in dead money.
$57 million. That's a lot.
How I think it's only money? 34 this year. Let me
you
check.
Mean of his?
Yes.
His is 34.
Yes, there was
but
more.
But he made them. That's a contract he
but
signed a year before.
He's also probably
going
to get him a good pick. I'd be pissed if he doesn't play enough snaps.
Well, there it is. There it is.
Indianapolis needs for the backup to go this weekend, Eason, and look absolutely horrendous. And then they say, yeah, we're going to stay with Carson for the rest of the year. That's what Eagles fans need.
Yeah, they do. They do. They need to know that Frank Wright can't turn. They know that Frank Wright can't turn to him.
Yeah.
Who do they have this week?
It's a tough game.
I just looked at it. It's a Colts.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. It's their first ring. Titans. On the road. Titans lost their home opener. Are they going to lose two in a row at home? I don't think so.
Big win by the Titans.
There's a lot of locks this week.
Yeah?
Locks, really?
Oh, yeah.
Rams? Give me one.
I do like the Rams, believe it or not.
You do.
Who's Washington playing? Buffalo.
They're losing to Buffalo. They're losing to Buffalo.
I love Arizona this week.
You love Arizona.
They're going into Jacksonville.
I'm sort of scared.
I took Kyler Murray for MVP the other day.
What'd you get that at?
Plus 700 or 750.
That's tasty. Like that. I have a feeling someone's
you know
going to prop swap.
Slow down a little bit.
Yeah, he's going to prop swap that.
I probably will.
Jamie will take that, wait till it goes up after another week, and then he'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a constant opportunist. Are you kidding me?
But I got that Bryce Harper plus 700 MVP
by
ticket.
By the way, he's hanging on to that ticket. He got it long ago.
I took my winnings and doubled down. Only like 20 bucks, I think.
What the hell's the use?
Well, you know, we don't all have Ricky Bowe money. You
exactly.
know?
My ex. Go talk to her.
She's got Ricky Bowe money.
Yeah. She's got half of Ricky Bowe money. Good job, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy.
Good job by you guys.
Hey, we're going to have a fun...
You guys are pretty good today.
Thank you, buddy. Fun
Even
Friday.
You, Jamie.
Coming tomorrow. Be here for it. Remember to support life-saving cancer research. Join us and our generous partner, Farron Electric, and make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research today at 975thefanatic.com/AACR because cancer research saves lives. A football Friday, sort of. Because we have an Eagles game on Monday night. We look forward to having you join us tomorrow at 6 for the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. Have a great day, everybody. Hooters is the place you want to watch football, you want to eat wings, and you want to drink beer. Sounds like a trifecta of fun and entertainment for you. Hooters is the original wing joint. I've been in the original Hooters in Clearwater, and it's absolutely awesome. Now, let's say you're not ready to bring the party to Hooters on game day. Well, then you bring the party home, or they'll even bring it to you. Dine in. To go, curbside delivery. Hooters bringing the flavor and the fun of football season, and they will bring it right to your man cave. And now, Hooters now offers online ordering too, which makes things even easier. Hooters is, in other words, your headquarters for football and fun all football season long. Hooters makes you happy. Now, you may not know where the nearest Hooters is to you. That's a mistake, but it's going to help you. Go to NortheastHooters.com. NortheastHooters.com. Find the location nearest you and take care of business. Set up the party at your house or get into your local Hooters. Enjoy football season at Hooters and tell them John Kincaid sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.